Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today's Monday, January 7th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist, and I'll be hosting the show tonight, and my co-host Charlie Klein will be joining us momentarily. Tonight, the main topic of the show tonight is about gun control and the Second Amendment. And then we'll also talk about something that's coming up called Gun Appreciation Day. So those are going to be the main thing, talking about all the craziness of what's going on with our Constitution and what we need to do about these senators and these elected public servants who violate their oath of office in our Constitution. So that'll be the main topic, but if there's anything else you'd want to discuss, please feel free to call in 347-857-4364. 347-857-4364. Just make sure you press 1 to be placed in the host queue to speak on the air. If you don't do that, we just let you stay out there and listen, and we won't bother you any. So you can do it both ways. Before we get into the gun stuff, gun rights, all the nutsiness of Feinstein and Obama, what they're trying to do. They're wanting to run this country like China. Let's talk about some of the other stuff that's going on. Well, I saw a very brief thing where good old Hillary Clinton is back to work. She seems to have recovered. It's going to be interesting to see if she's going to talk about anything. I just heard something that she was back to work today. Didn't hear much more than that. And Marco Rubio is once again pushing for his Dream Act amnesty thing. And Rubio is such a rhino. You people have got to get away from this idiot. He's a Latino. He's not an American. He doesn't embrace being an American. He's out there working for his Latino community, and he couldn't care less about Americans. So there was a Shark Tank had a article out there, and I posted a few comments about it. Like, this is the problem. We keep having people who divide us instead of bringing us together. You know, I can't stress it enough, and I think most people would agree. I don't know anybody that truly disagrees. If we are not united as Americans, we are not going to survive. This country will not survive if we are not united Americans. But every time they go and put all these different dual allegiances, Latino Americans, African Americans, German Americans, Muslim Americans, Mexican Americans, Cuban Americans, all these different things, it's all an intent to divide the country and destroy it. We must be united as Americans. Being an American means you came from someplace else, unless you are a Native American. A Native American were the Indians who were here before George Washington and the Europeans, before the rest of us got here. Being an American means you're an immigrant from someplace else. You, your family, whoever came from someplace else. That's what it means. So these people who keep pushing for amnesty and pushing for the Hispanic or the Latino or the Mexicans or whatever, it doesn't matter. This other faction, women versus men, whatever, if we don't come together as Americans, that's all over. We have no country. The other thing I want to make sure I mentioned, you know, people complain that I come down on the Republican Party. Well, only because Republicans claim to be conservative. Democrats don't make any claim of being conservative, and they prove that they're not. They prove they're anti-American. They prove they're anti-liberty, anti-freedom. That's what Democrats have become, and they say that. I don't hear too many of them pretending to believe in the American values or the Constitution. I hear very few Democrats promoting the Constitution. But you do hear Republicans who claim to do that. But time and time again, the Republicans show they just have no clue what to do out there. I was listening to Meet the Press on Sunday, and GOP Senator, the Minority Leader McConnell from the Senate, U.S. Senate, they were asking him questions, and he sounded so clueless. He wouldn't answer a question. He wouldn't stand for principle. He kept saying, we need a president to lead and do this. We need, instead of saying, what are you going to do when it comes to the deficit ceiling? What are you going to do? And the question about the continuing resolution never even came up, and other options. the guy just sounded clueless. He just, and it was just so stupid. It was ridiculous. Excuse me, his response. And it's like, this is what is the leader of the Republican Party in the U.S. Senate, and this is the same guy who made the stupid deal for the so-called fiscal cliff. Well, Republicans, would you find some new, you got to get out of this stuff. Just stop drinking the GOP Kool-Aid. I mean, it was just nutsy what I heard this guy say or didn't say. He rambled on, foaming at the mouth, said the same thing over, you know, talking but never saying a thing. And, you know, complaining a little bit about Obama, but never saying what the Republicans were going to do. Never. Just sounded so stupid. Let's see, what's the other here? On Thursday's show, let me go ahead and jump back one thing here. I will be talking about transportation, so please, I'm going to be sending out some information. We've got to really start putting pressure on the new Department of Transportation, Secretary of Transportation, on the House committee, that is, and also getting people together who are anti-taxes. If you're a Tea Partier, you cannot promote putting toll taxes all over I-95. So we're going to have a lengthy discussion on that on Thursday. And let's see, the other thing, kind of going along with this discussion with McConnell, and all, you know, everybody's talking about now, the next crisis is the deficit. And the national debt versus the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling is like the credit line on your credit card, the open to buy. We've maxed out. Now they're just going to change it. You know, we're just going to call the bank and say, okay, go ahead and expand the credit again, which is what we can't do. But looks like the Republicans are not going to have any backbone. They have no clue how they're going to deal with this whole issue. And it really doesn't seem it seems somewhat common sense if you're truly doing the people's business that you know what you have to do. It's no different than what you have to do in your own home budget. If you're taking home $1,000 a month and you're spending $2,000, you got a problem. You have to change. Maybe that means you have to move to a smaller house or apartment. Maybe that means you got to give up one of the four cars you got. There's something you have to do when you're in that kind of situation, and that's where we are. I mean, they actually say we borrow 41 cents out of every dollar we spend. That's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. And the American people know it's nuts. But because you have a group of people in public office who are only concerned about getting reelected, they cannot deal with the tough love. If we actually had true, decent people in public office today, who weren't worried about taking our guns away from us, who actually worried about the total collapse of this country, the financial status of this country, you would have them talking about the tough love, going through and cutting down every single non-essential. It is cutting at the federal level, cut out the Department of Education and put it back to the states. There's an extremely massive waste of money with public education. Everybody knows the tax system is so hosed up and wastes so much money. Then we know there's so much fraud in different welfare programs. And the question again, too, why is welfare at the federal level? It should be at the state level. These kind of things, and it's all tough love, that Americans who have a brain, who have just, you know, even 2 ounces of common sense, all understand. You can't go and have your living expenses cost $2,000 a month when you're only getting $1,000. You can't do that. The federal government can't do it either. This federal government keeps doing this stuff and printing money out of thin air, totally destroying the dollar. These things, that's the wrong thing to do. But we don't have leaders. We don't have any ethical people in Washington, D.C. We don't have any Americans. We've got a bunch of Republicans and a bunch of Democrats. No Americans. The true Americans in Washington, D.C. would stand up and say, hey, folks, we're facing some hard times. There's going to be some tough cuts. You're not going to get everything you were getting before. Bringing home the bacon can't keep happening because there's no more bacon. There's no more to take home. And we have to make these sacrifices, and everybody's going to have to sacrifice because of what we did out of our recklessness, which, you know what, starting with, we're going to give up our pensions. All the greedy people in Washington who take care of themselves and trash the rest of this country, they need to make some major sacrifice. They need to surrender the stupid raise that Obama just was trying to give them. I believe Michelle Bachmann was actually trying to block that raise for the Congress, for federal employees, because it wasn't just Congress, it was federal employees. I believe she was trying to block it. The nerve to be giving raises to all these other people when many Americans are losing their jobs and getting no raises and many taking pay cuts just to stay employed. This is what these people do in Washington. There's no Americans in Washington, D.C., people. Oh, I won't say none. Maybe 5%. Maybe 5% that are in public office or in any capacity as a appointed or elected in Washington, D.C. They're either a Republican or a Democrat. They're not an American. I did hear one senator who was elected, an independent who got elected in this past election, and he said he was able to talk with people on both sides. What a concept to have some Americans who actually talk about the issues. We need more Americans, people. We need more Americans elected to public office. We need to shut down the stupid parties because they are destroying us. You know, Obama's done plenty to destroy it. What Dianne Feinstein is doing on this gun thing, plus the others. No one person can do it alone. None of this garbage happens to us alone. It's all with the help of the others up there in public office in D.C. and at the state levels. But it's all because we the people have become a bunch of sheeple. When are we the people going to stand up and stand up for our rights, which is actually what Marine veteran Joshua Boston did, and we're going to read that in just a few minutes. But before we get going knee-deep into the gun control issue, let's see what Mr. Klein has to say tonight. Hey, Charlie. You there?
Hello there.
Hey. How are you doing? What's up? What's on your mind today?
Oh, it's quite interesting out there. When you mentioned welfare, New York has found that welfare recipients are using their EBT cards at strip clubs, alcohol, cigarettes, and gambling. We, the people, the taxpayers, everybody who's working, or everybody who pays taxes, are now helping to pay help the welfare recipients enjoy life at their expense. Because the federal government has failed to put restrictions on the EBT card. The EBT card has become like a credit card, but instead of the people who have the EBT card having to worry about it, it's paid for by the taxpayers. It's not paid for by Obama or the Congress. It's paid for by the taxpayers. So here we go, where they go ahead and they turn something in, like the food stamp program, from a qualify for it and receive an authorization through the mail or whatever. And now they go ahead and put it on a card where the people can just walk into a place and the place learns they sell food. Oh, we put it on the EBT card, and nobody checks it out. They do not have a check and balance system for welfare. The only thing they do is they check to make sure that the person has filled out the papers properly, and then after that, there's no follow-up. Let them spend whatever they want on whatever they want. In fact, there are elected officials in New York who think it's okay for these people to go ahead and use the EBT for improving their lifestyle, for doing what they want. This is not their money. This is not the money of the welfare recipient. This is the money of the taxpayers. And see, that's the kind of idiocy people have elected into office. When elected officials are that stupid that they think a person on welfare has the right to spend the EBT money, food stamp money, to buy cigarettes, to drink, be merry, to go to strip clubs and gamble with the taxpayers' money, that person has lacked total moral upbringing and any kind of brains at all. But somehow, they got a government job, and BS their way into being elected. The whole thing about welfare is to help people who are in need of food, healthy food, not potato chips, not fast food, but healthy food. It's time to put in controls where the states regulate the welfare. And the welfare is handed, say, let's say through the churches. You go to the church, whether you belong or not, you go to a church, and they will issue you the thing, but they will also check to make sure you've been drug tested, everything else, and then the church can make a little money. There is no separation of church and state in the Constitution. The only separation of church and state is that taxpayers don't have to pay for the states or even for the churches. Taxpayers pay their taxes for the country, and they make donations to the churches. But see, now what we have is we have a welfare system that is, how would you say, a law needs to be put in that says, from now on, taxpayers do not have to pay any money for welfare recipients. If people do not have to support the churches, and there is no separation of church and state, we now need to make sure that there is a separation of welfare and state. The taxpayer should not have to pay for the welfare. And it should not come out of the budget. It should not put the country in debt. I believe it's time for all the taxpayers to say, I'm not paying for welfare, and let's revamp the whole system, going all the way back to and getting rid of all of the laws made in 1966 by Lyndon Johnson and the Congress then, and they have been passed by Congresses after. It is absolutely asinine that people in office believe that it is okay for welfare recipients to gamble with the taxpayers' money. Well, that's what Congress is doing. Oh, and you mentioned something about it's time for Congress to give up some of theirs. Yes, it is totally illegal for them to get a retirement. They are only part-time employees every 2 years. They are not full-time employees, even though they're elected every 2 years because of the corrupt situation at the ballot box. Therefore, not one member of Congress is deserving of a retirement. So therefore, all retirement should be removed from the law because that law is in violation of the Constitution of the United States, and it is retroactive all the way back because the Constitution says laws that violate the Constitution are notwithstanding. So, the only thing that I notice is really music to my ears. There are actually Democrats out there who are ticked off because they've noticed a drop in their take-home pay because of this fiscal cliff.
Obamacare.
And Obamacare. And I'm wondering how many are going to really be ticked off when they find out that in the fiscal cliff, they didn't have any earmarks, but they had pork. So it's another new game they're playing now. Instead of earmarks, they're putting in pork.
I thought they were the same thing. So,
according to the media now, Sally, that I just listened to, is they said that it's a new name now. Earmarks are being kicked out by the word pork. Yeah, we know that it's the same thing, but what happened is there was a bill that was going to be passed that failed to get, they would not get enough, it would not get enough backing by even the Democrats. And so Obama, apparently, and the White House slipped it into the fiscal cliff bill, and it was passed. And the organization that was trying to find out about it, Freedom of Information Act and all that, could not get through to the people in the White House. Their calls have not been returned, and they've been totally ignored for a week now. It's been found out that this thing was slipped in there. Who slipped it in, and who's lying to the people? The Obama administration? Well, to all of you voters who voted for Obama, you are now getting it. When George H.W. Bush says, no new taxes, and then all of a sudden he mentioned another tax, he was not voted in. But you all voted in President Barack Hussein Obama, who has never shown any of his documentation that he is a citizen of the United States. The most secretive president we have ever had, and one who I have heard lied. And Benghazi still hasn't been straightened out, and neither has Fast and Furious with the guns going down to Mexico. But for those of you who voted Democrat, you are your own worst enemy. And so now, welcome to the new America where freedom is going out the door. And 1.2 plus million brave, patriotic men and women died for your freedoms only to see that you are giving them up because you like somebody. Actually, what it is you have voted for the same people in Congress 95% of the time, and they are your worst enemies because they are doing nothing for this great country except agreeing with the spending, the dishonesty, the corruption. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have lived through the greatest generation from World War II, from 1935 up to now, and hopefully in the future, because I would like to see just how these young children now in college and all that are going to cope with total corruption and dishonesty in government, because you are not getting behind any movement to, how would you say, correct the issues. There's still hope for those, for this country, and the only hope is because we have people who still believe in this great country and in God's love for this country. We are the 84% who believe in God. There's approximately 5 to maybe 10%, maybe more, who are patriotic enough to get involved. And we have to do it now in order to get this country back to where it was and the way it was planned, with total honesty in government. Your Constitution was designed for honest people. It does not work well, as you can see, with dishonesty and corruption. 56 founding fathers. 4 were atheists, 52 were devout Christians, and of the 52, 26 were ordained ministers. 39 of those people signed our founding documents, all with the intent that it would be, total honesty, total integrity. The greatest country on earth is the greatest country because of its honesty and integrity. We now have liars on a federal, state, and local basis, and a gullible government of the people, by the people, and for the people, the citizens. So gullible, they believe the Democrat Party and they believe the Republican Party are doing the right thing for them. And neither party is doing anything for America anymore. They are doing it for their own personal selves, their families, and their special interest friends, who make donations to their campaigns so that they can stay in office longer and rip you off some more, only to have you, all the taxpayers, pay for the campaigns through inflated contracts to these special interests. There is still hope around the corner, but it's going to be interesting to see how many dedicated Republicans and Democrats realize that the two-party system has split this country right down the middle, and now you have a left and a right, a do-nothing and a do-nothing party system. God bless America, God bless our troops, and God bless all of those citizens to learn and to understand that they have to be involved in their government in total honesty if they want a country of freedom. Back to you, Sally.
Okay, well, in talking about faith and where we are as a country, I saw a bumper sticker that over the weekend that was just very interesting, and it was like, wow, this says an awful lot. And so I'm going to share it, and you can tell me what you think of this one, Charlie. The bumper sticker said, Jesus saves, Obama spins.
I love it.
So true, so to the point. Jesus
so true, so
us,
to the point.
Obama is killing us, spending, yeah.
Send that to my sign. Send that to my sign man.
Okay.
Just say
Jesus
Charlie
saves,
said.
Send, Obama spends. Yeah. What?
Right. Just say. Just put it on there. Tom, Charlie suggests you look at this and plan it.
Okay.
I'll go by there Monday or Tuesday and order one from him to put on a magnetic.
Yeah, it's because it's perfect. Excellent.
It's perfect. Yep. Uh huh.
It's,
okay, that's
sums
good
it up in a nutshell.
That's right.
Okay, and see, the other thing too, and when you're talking about how much these people get paid, you know, they should. People in public office are not supposed to be elitist. They are supposed to be the same as the rest of us. They are not. It's one thing to say that they're immune on how they vote on a subject. I don't think they should be immune if they're voting against the Constitution, but okay.
No. They are not immune if they violate the Constitution. They are immune based on how they vote on a bill. But if they violate
the
Constitution,
yeah.
They are supposed to uphold the Constitution, so they are in violation of the Constitution if they vote on something that subverts the Constitution, such as their pay raises. There is... You know, that is a fine line. Our founding fathers developed that Constitution with total honesty, and they shall not be. Let's say they voted to send people to war. That is what you cannot, go after them for. Or they voted to spend money on something that backfired, but it was within the Commerce Clause, something that, interstate commerce. But when they give money to a private individual to run a business, that is not in the Constitution, and it was never intended to be, because we are a free enterprise based on investments. It's just like we cannot, the government does not, our taxpayers do not, or the government does not give money to the churches, because certain taxpayers didn't want any money going to the churches. Okay? Well... We, the people, do not want our money going to the businesses so that the businesses can make more money. That is not our job. But they've twisted it around, so technically they could probably be sued on that, although you'd get a judge who would argue it. But I really believe the Constitution is, in all honesty, designed to protect we, the people, from stupid spending. We say no to something at the ballot box, it doesn't give Teresa Jacobs, Rich Crotty, or anybody, or the commissioners, the right to turn around and say, your vote don't count, we're going to go ahead and overrule you. But they did. That is an overthrow of the government. But we have that on a federal, state, and local basis, and that's where the problem is. The citizens don't want to do anything about it. They won't get involved in these things. They're afraid to put their name on a lawsuit. They're afraid to go ahead and speak up. Fortunately, there's about that 5 or 6% that are willing to do that. But I'll tell you what, the way Congress is allowed to go ahead and develop the way to operate their houses, the Senate and the Congress. However, there's nothing in the Constitution that gives them the right to develop a dictatorship such as Harry Reid is and John Boehner. They can have committees that decide what's going to go on the docket, but apparently they decide they like this dictatorship. It's wrong. And now we're finding out about it because more and more people are studying the Constitution than just reading it. And that's why all of these different ideas are coming out. Because people, you and me, and others, are actually studying the Constitution and realizing that when you put the word honesty in that Constitution, it's for the protection of we the people. And Congress has been violating it because the people have been complacent and just saying, oh, everything's going okay, so I'm just going to let it ride. Well, now they have let it ride right into, how would you say, not posterity, but into hell.
Yeah.
And we have to now pull ourselves up out of it before we do really get burned up. Back to you.
Yeah, and the other point I was making is with these, it was never the intent to create a royalty elitist group, and that's what these people think they are. They give themselves health insurance, they give themselves pension plans, they don't pay Social Security, they don't live the way as we do. They have all this armed security when they feel like they need it while they're taking guns away from us. And this class that they have created in public office is totally anti-American. This is not, it's supposed to be citizen representation. These people have put themselves way above the rest of us, and they treat us like the peasants, which is exactly the point Joshua Boston makes in his letter. But and the other part, this kind of goes into the line of the churches, the government not giving money to churches, and it ties into the welfare and all this other mess. It was never the intention for the role for government to be the charity. Government is supposed to take care of the basics to keep the for national security and to promote that general welfare. It's not supposed to be a nanny state. Freedom and liberty are not part of a nanny state. And, you know, that's what, if insurance was done the way it's supposed to, if insurance was created and managed the way it's supposed to be, the people who live on the shore would pay a higher insurance premium because they're at greater risk. If you're going to live on the coast, especially depending on where you live along the coast, the higher risk of hurricanes, you would pay higher insurance. If you let the insurance do like it's supposed to, let it be a free commerce across the states and the other things that they play all these games on, then the government should not have to step in to give relief for the sake of the individual homeowner. That should be part of the insurance. Or your local churches and groups would come together and bring money together to help the people in their community. It should. As soon as you get government in it, it's going to cost 10 times more, maybe 100 times more, and do less. We've seen this time and time again. When government gets in there and plays, it manages, if you want to call it that, the charity money, that's when it all gets screwed up. We spend a lot more money. We get a lot less care. It doesn't help. And the government was never supposed to be in the business of charity. Tonight we're going to talk about this gun control thing. And I want to start off by reading two things that are definitely relevant to this discussion. And then this letter from Joshua. What he sent to Feinstein, I just love it. Okay, we have this thing called the Constitution. I know most of you have heard of it. And there's actually this Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay? That's what the law is. That's what our constitutional rights are. And then we have this thing called the Declaration of Independence. And I'm going to read the key lines that talk about this, that relate directly to the amendment. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Okay, so who's in charge? Who's supposed to be in charge? The consent of the governed. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, which is what ours has become, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government. See, these two things go hand in hand. We are the ones who own this government, even though most of us don't know that. And when I was talking earlier about them violating the Constitution, being arrested, the charges, one of the two examples I'll give, and you can give me your feedback, of going after these people who violate the Constitution. Well, everybody who voted for the Patriot Act should be arrested, because they all violated the Constitution. Now, we have it coming up again because of Senator Dianne Feinstein and others. She's leading the charge, but she's definitely not the only one. It could never happen with just her alone. She's out there trying to take away the rights of us to have any kind of guns. I mean, she's going to allow some exceptions for us to go duck hunting. Isn't that nice of her? And I'll read some comments on that. But that is now, so here she's putting this bill out there. It says right here, shall not be infringed. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. She has no business controlling and limiting the access to guns for us. It's unconstitutional. She puts the bill out there, which is an unconstitutional act. How many people are going to go after her? And then what about the morons in the House and the Senate who vote with her for it? All right, and Charlie, here's a question for you. Every one of them, don't they all deserve to go to jail? If they vote for this gun control, which is against the Second Amendment?
Everybody who voted for the NDAA and also the Patriot Act should already be in jail. However, as far as I'm concerned, there are no statute of limitations. When we the people find out and can prove that they have violated the Constitution, which takes time because you really have to dig into it and find out what the Constitution says, and then you also have to make sure that the Supreme Court didn't circumvent the Constitution or allow it to be circumvented by some judge's ruling. Now, as far as the people are saying that the Constitution is designed to evolve as years go on for better things and all that type of thing, there's always that talk. Well, the manufacture of guns also evolves, and better guns come out and better protection systems come out and all this type of thing. So actually, Dianne Feinstein is not only violating the Constitution, she is violating the, our freedom of privacy, because guns will help us maintain privacy. She's violating more than one issue on the thing. But I know that there was something on the radio that I heard about joining the NRA, the National Rifle Association. I'll join that before I'll ever join the AARP again. The AARP sold us down the river, but the NRA has not sold us down the river. And the thing is Dianne Feinstein and whoever votes for this thing should be brought up on charges, just like we tried to bring them up on charges for failing to pass a budget. But we came up against what I consider to be a rogue federal judge. Someone who is not, how we see, well-versed in the Constitution. Someone who apparently is misled by the magistrate. But the thing is there's still hope for that, because I still have copies and I still pass them out, and eventually somebody's going to jump on it. And now with what's going on, I would say, Sally, that a lot of our talk about filing lawsuits is going to come to fruition. The fiduciary duty of Congress, the members of Congress, is to work for the good of the American people, not for themselves, not for their families, not for the special interests or those that make donations to their campaigns. But their job is to work for the people. They are supposed to be like we the people. If they're rich, they're supposed to act like they work in, their manual labor. They are not supposed to be high on a pedestal. They are supposed to actually be thinking like the bus driver, the teacher, the mechanic, the fireman, policeman, the doctors. They're supposed to think like the guy that does construction work. That is how Congress should be thinking. But they're thinking about where they're going to get their next dollar from and who they can schmooze again. They want to rub elbows with the rich at taxpayers' expense. That has to come to an end. and we're working on it.
Well, and also you mentioned about changing the Constitution. There's a process called changing the Constitution. It's called amendments.
That's right.
And they do everything they can. They do their best to block having a balanced budget amendment out there. So, you know, there's ways, but they know that they will not have the majority support. They would on the balanced budget. That's why they won't put it out there.
Right.
But when it comes to this thing on gun control and stuff like that, taking away the Second Amendment, they know the majority of Americans are not going to agree with them. So they're trying to totally subvert the system.
When we keep talking about lawsuits, and the people that listen and listen to this show either tonight or in the future through the archives, it is your duty to file a lawsuit against Congress when they violate the Constitution. And you do it in federal court, and you can do it as a pro se litigant because you're probably not going to find an attorney who's going to help you. But once you get enough people, especially to do a class action suit, then they're supposed to assign you an attorney to help you. And then you make sure that that attorney does what you want it to do, because by then you should be studying the Constitution so that you know the ins and outs of it. But one thing about it is it says in the Constitution, any law made that violates the Constitution is notwithstanding. And that's in Article number 7, I think it is, the next to the last one. But I tell you, if you don't do it, you're not going to have a country. We should not be paying for, student loans. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the taxpayers are supposed to pay those who can't afford to go to college. I couldn't afford to go to college. My parents were willing to try to pay for it, but I went into service first, and then I got a job after that. So I never went to college because I didn't want to encumber my parents with a college degree. And I did okay. I had a job for over 30 years. I always worked. But the thing is, we have now people who are on welfare and want to be on welfare for 30 years because they give them so much money, they don't have to work. You cut down that money on welfare and you cut down that money on unemployment, and they're going to find a job. Because I was going for unemployment, and I was out of work for 2 weeks. And I went back to work the next day, the day that I was supposed to go collect my check, and I never did get any money because I went back to work. But now you just hand it to them on a credit card, and it's money that belongs to other people. And you say, we are at our spending limits. We're at our spending limits because the idiots in Washington and in the states don't do what is right. They try to buy votes on welfare. And a lot of those on welfare are not legal citizens.
Yeah.
So everybody in Washington and in the state legislatures and the governors, you are all guilty of stealing from the taxpaying government of America. And you should be totally ashamed of yourself for allowing it to continue because you want the vote. When we find out and we get enough people behind us and enough people to start filing lawsuits, we will have a prison long enough with the elected officials to go stretch from Texas to California to block the border into Mexico. And it'll all be loaded with the elected officials. I predict that that's what could happen. And if we were able to get all of them and take them to court, Sally, we would have enough people across this country going into prison for violating the constitutions of the United States and the constitutions of the states. And that would give us our border fence.
It would, a human border fence.
A human border fence, yep.
Well, with all those who are corrupt and who have violated our rights.
That's right.
It's exactly the truth, because there's just so few who don't violate our rights, so few.
Right.
Okay, let me go ahead and read this letter And then the comment, a brief part, I don't have the whole comment from Feinstein, but I got the clip of what her response was. But this was a letter from Joshua Boston. He's an 8-year veteran Marine of the Marines, a corporal. He was in the Marines from 2004 to 2012. And he sends a letter, and it keeps being called, "You, ma'am, have overstepped a line," Joshua Boston's letter. "Dear Senator Dianne Feinstein, I will not register my weapons should this bill be passed, as I do not believe it is the government's right to know what I own, nor do I think it's prudent to tell you what I own so that it may be taken from me by a group of people who enjoy armed protection, yet decry me having the same crime. You, ma'am, have overstepped a line that is not your domain. I am a Marine Corps vet of 8 years. I will not have some woman who proclaims the evil of an inanimate object yet carries one, tells me that I may not have one. I am not your subject. I am the man who keeps you free. I am not your servant. I am the person whom you serve. I am not your peasant. I am the flesh and blood of America. I am the man who fought for my country. I am the man who learned I am an American. You will not tell me that I must register my semi-automatic AR-15 because of the actions of some evil man. I will not be disarmed to suit the fear that has been established by the media and your misinformation campaign against the American public. We the people deserve better than you. Respectfully submitted, Joshua Boston, Corporal, United States Marine Corps, 2004 to 2012. And I mean, that right there, you know, I will not have some woman who proclaims the evil of an inanimate object yet carries one. This is a hypocrisy of Dianne Feinstein. She's got security people all around her. She owns her own gun. She carries her own gun, has her own permit, whatever. And she's telling all the other Americans to do something different. She thinks she's a queen. Everything she's doing is unconstitutional. And they've got so many stinking laws on the books right now about guns that are most likely all unconstitutional. But, I mean, I just think this was great. I am not your subject. I am the man who keeps you free. I am not your servant. I am the person whom you serve. I am not your peasant. I am the flesh and blood of America. I am the man who fought for my country. I am the man who learned I am an American. You will not tell me that I must register my semi-automatic AR-15 because of the actions of some evil man. I will not be disarmed to suit the fear that has been established by a media and your misinformation campaign against the American public. It's just great. This letter, it should have gone viral, which it did. And this is it. This same letter needs to be sent to every single one of those morons in D.C.
Did that go viral?
It doesn't. Yes, it has gone viral.
Well, I'm wondering how viral it is because I didn't hear it on the news yet.
Well, it was on this. Joshua Boston was on Fox News this morning.
Oh, he was.
And, okay. Yeah. And I had heard about it over the weekend. I first heard about this letter last week. But
okay.
I actually heard it on Fox News this morning. They had him on, and he was talking about it. And I saw clips of other things where he had apparently been on some other shows as well. I think he was on CNN first.
Okay, good. Then that means Dianne Feinstein is getting wind of it. So somebody
in
her office.
And that was the other thing. In fact, actually, let me see if I can find that last comment that she made. That she responded to this, and I don't have the whole thing. I just have this one key line that was mentioned at a couple of different places where I saw this letter being posted. As Senator Feinstein has said, the legislation will be carefully focused to protect the rights of existing gun owners by exempting hundreds of weapons used for hunting and sporting purposes. This shows how stupid or ignorant or one world order, whatever you want to call it, socialist, communist, this lady is.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to say, we're going to protect the rights so that you can continue to go hunting, duck hunting.
Right.
For sporting. That isn't what the Second Amendment's about.
No, the Second Amendment is to protect us from her.
Exactly.
The Second Amendment is to protect us from her and her mouth of taking our stuff away. That's right. Tyrannical government. That's to stop us from the tyranny. And she is a tyrant. She is just like Barack Obama. And so is Bill Nelson and all the Democrats and all the Republicans. Because they're all working on
this
together.
It doesn't matter what party they are.
Right. That's right.
But this is her mentality. I mean, this gets me. Just, so we'll let you keep a few things so you can go hunting.
Good.
And sporting.
Well,
purposes. We'll let you have that. That isn't what the Second Amendment is.
No.
And that's
why
go ahead.
Yeah. The whole thing about it is they are violating the Constitution left and right, especially with this money now that was found in the fiscal cliff. And they are ignoring it. The thing is people have to realize that they have to go and they have to go to court in droves. And now that when we went and had 1.75 million people on 9/12 in 2009, remember when we went to that one? Right after Obama was inaugurated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we went there and 1.75 million, and the media still came out and said, oh, only 75,000 showed up. No, 1.75 million. And that means that Bill O'Reilly was lying at that time. That's why I quit being one of his premium members, because he would not change it. He would not change his words, because we are being inundated with lies by the media, and we got Fair and Balanced Fox, which generally does pretty good on most items. But the thing is, you know, eventually it could get to the point where they're going to lie too, just like Immelt lies like the Dickens and ABC, CBS, NBC. I don't trust them at all. I don't even watch them. Because I watch Fox and I watch, Fox News. But the thing is until the people, somebody else was saying to me too that it's time that we need to really get people together. You said it, and also when I talked to her, I said, we can't do it with two or three people like, you know, Sally, Terry, and I did. We need 29 to 30 people, maybe 100 people, to go down to the court and say, here's what we're going to file. We want to talk to the judge now. And not mess around or take the media down and say, you're coming with us now, or else we're going to file a complaint against the FCC on 99-390 and have your license revoked. Because if you're not going to give us the truth over our airwaves, then you don't need to use our airwaves. And now that they're coming into the digital thing, they're going to say, well, we don't need your airwaves, so we the people can use our airwaves. And we'll put honesty out there, because I tell you what, honesty is going across the Internet left and right. Most of the stuff you see in the Internet is honest, but you have to pick and choose who it's coming from. I mean, there's a lot of good ideas out there. But the thing is you got to get people organized and get together. You cannot rely on the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. If you go to a Tea Party and it's loaded, well, we're going to back this Republican candidate because he's a good conservative or she's a good conservative. Well, you are in a Republican Tea Party. Likewise, if you go to another Tea Party and they talk about backing a Democrat, you are in a Democrat Tea Party. But if you want to be a true Tea Party, they don't talk about who they are going to back. They say, here's our stance and here's what we are going to do, and we go after all of the wrongs of Congress. The way to correct the problem we have in Washington is to take action against the wrongs of Congress, the wrongs of the circuit, like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and of certain judges who let pedophiles out in 6 months. Like they did up north. Those are the type of people that the Tea Party, should really be going after. Is you wrote a law that violates our Constitution, we want it rescinded, and we want it rescinded immediately. And that all restitution be made back to the government. That's when we will be getting the people to do the right thing. We don't have to go ahead and get the approval of Congress to do this. We can go through the courts. Because the courts are the ones that are supposed to make sure that Congress is doing the right thing and that the administration is doing the right thing, but they are not doing it because nobody is bringing it to their attention. We tried, but we came up against a judge who apparently doesn't understand the constitutional rights of the people. But we aren't done with her yet.
Or the meaning of standing.
Or the meaning of standing, or the meaning of cognizance. There are two courts that we have in Central Florida. The county and state court is in one building. The federal court is in another building. And I don't know of any other court where we file lawsuits. But we filed it in federal court because it is a federal issue, because it involves the Constitution. And that court has no cognizance. They do not deal with the Constitution. Then there's no constitution. There's no reason for that court to exist if they don't deal with the Constitution. That's the way I look at it. But a federal court.
It wasn't a political question. It was not a political question. It wasn't a matter that Congress was debating something and we're going to vote on something or whatever. This was not. It was clear, black letter law that you're supposed to pass a budget. Blah blah blah. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It was a violation of the law of the land. And when it's a violation of the law of the land, a federal court judge should be taking it with expeditious clarity to make sure that it is adjudicated immediately in favor of the people. That is their job. That is their duty to this country. That is why they took the Constitution, the oath of office, to uphold the Constitution. Not to deny the rights to the people. But she violated our rights, and so she's in violation of 18 U.S.C. 8241. But we will be getting on that very soon. Because I tell you what, we are not going to give up on it. And hopefully Nancy will be able to get the lawsuit that we're talking about to a bunch of other people. So maybe they'll take it up, and other states will take it up, and we will get justice for we the people, because Congress is spending money without the proper appropriation rights through a budget. If there is no budget, there's no way that they can spend money according to the law. Okay, Sally?
Well, that's what it's supposed to all be about. And again, this is the same thing with this amendment too, with the Second Amendment on this gun control. Same
That's
thing
right.
with the Patriot Act, but these people keep getting away with it over and over again. And I'll tell you, you know, if they push this thing with the Second Amendment, this gun thing, that may be the, you know, initially I was saying it was going to be the fiscal collapse of this country that's going to trigger the Civil War. Feinstein may want to do that. And part of me sees that that's what they want to do. They want to start a Civil War because they want to put some kind of martial law. And this is all to take down this country. I mean, it's so pathetic what these people are doing to destroy this country and how many Americans are so complacent or clueless as to what's even happening. But I'll tell you, you know, it's just the second revolution, you know. I would prefer a peaceful revolution, but these people are determined to try and have a civil war. And I think that's exactly what Dianne Feinstein wants.
I would not want to be an elected official if a civil war starts again. Because most people know that the perpetrators are the elected officials. And I would not want to be all of a sudden elected into Congress and have the label congressman on my back. Because that would be like a big bullseye for the people who are getting screwed by Congress and by the past presidents. I'll tell you, they are really using their brains. I believe that the majority of Congress and our elected officials are really, truly suffering from RBS, rectalosis, brainobotomy, syndromosa, caused by a cranial rectal inversion, where flatulence can be deadly or cause brain damage.
I think you better put a patent on that. I think you got something there.
Well, Neil Bortz liked it too because he used it. But anyway, anyway, I do believe that what we need to do is you and I know what to do, but it's a matter of getting people to say, "Well, you want to get involved in something? Go to We the People. What is it? WeThePeople.com."
It's We the People Congress is what the group is.
We the People Congress.
They've been working on their website, so just just I don't want to say what the latest the website. I think it's GiveMeLiberty.com is the website, but We the People Congress is what it is. It's Bill Shultz and Judith. I apologize. I cannot remember her last name.
Okay. I remember that.
Whitmore.
Yeah, I remember that group.
Judith
Whitmore. Yep.
Whitmore. They have a group of, they've been working on it for years, where they're looking for community, county leaders, state leaders, coordinators. They've got constitutional attorneys on staff, and this is a place where we have a chance, I think, to really move some of the legal cases. And Judicial Watch is also a good one for the legal to go out there and see what they're doing.
Yeah, the thing is getting. If we can't get our lawsuit that we went and filed in the federal court here, if we can't get either one of these organizations, like, you know, Judicial Watch or this We the People Congress, to take a look at it and to file it somewhere, then they must be in it for the money. That's the way I look at it, because I tell you what, we went through all this work, we went to the courts and all that, we got the court to answer us something now, and we know that there's a violation of our rights. And if they don't, either one of them don't pick up on it, or any other group doesn't pick up on it, then it's no sense me even messing around with them. That's the way I look at it.
Well, and again, we had a conversation with Judicial Watch, and they expressed some interest, but the truth is I haven't been in touch with them since then. And when it comes to We the People Congress, this is stuff they're doing too, so... We have to obviously give them a chance to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give them a chance, but the thing is, we sent it to so many people, like sent it to Fox News, and they did nothing with it. But I'm going to go ahead and
But Fox News, you know, yes, Fox News is on the right side of the issues. They're the more conservative of the media out there. But they're still playing into the hands of the Republican Party. They're still dictated to by the Republican Party. They're going to say what the Republican Party tells them. They're going to lean everything in that direction. So to that degree, they're no different than the other ones. It's just that they happen to be on the other side of it.
Right. Well, we're going to keep working on it. Anyway.
Yep. Sure.
I'm going to work on that lawsuit, and I'm going to go make copies of it in sequential order, with the final page on from the judge, where she's denying us reopening the case, and then that will be one packet. And like I said, I want to send it to everybody at Fox News to see if I can get it to some of them, to say, all right, you people talk about it. Here, we're willing to do something. Do you want us to come on the show? We're both willing to go on the show, right?
Well, I'm not worried about that. I want them to do something. If that's what they ask, then fine. But it's not about me.
Well,
about
the reason I'm saying that, I'm going to put it in there, we're willing to come on the show, because I do not believe that the talk shows can implement something, because look what happened to Glenn Beck. He made a couple of comments and all that. Next thing you know, he's no longer on there, because I think the pressure from Congress comes down on the places where they might be using that 99-390 against these dangling it over the heads of all of the media. And you say, you either do what we say or else we're going to pull your license and you won't be able to be even on the air. That's what communism did. That's what the communists did.
Right. That's where we're heading.
That's where we're heading. And I'm saying is, what's to stop it from coming right from Congress, from the Senate, or from the House of Representatives? All they got to do is get enough people over there. You do exactly as we say, or as the administration says, or else we're going to pull your license. And that could be even happening to Fox News. So they all have their tightrope to walk, but they can't stop We the People from saying something. So
they just won't invite us on.
That's right. If they invited us on and then we turned around and started blabbing about this lawsuit, that's not against them. That's against us, you and me. Well, we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, personally, I think you got a better chance with Glenn Beck or with Alex Jones than you do with any of the cable or local networks, the kind of thing.
Well, yeah, we got to get Alex Jones. Address, snail mail address, and Glenn Beck's snail mail address too. I listened to Glenn Beck today, but he doesn't put out a phone call to call him or anything like that very often. Okay.
Well, I didn't listen to his whole radio show. I know they were taking some calls. I have no idea what their schedule is and that stuff because I work during the day and I don't listen to it live most of the time. And I typically listen to his 5 o'clock, but I didn't hear it today. So I don't know what all he was saying on this stuff, but he keeps talking about some big announcement that they're going to be coming up. So they obviously have something coming down the pike, but I don't know exactly.
I heard him mention that too. All right, I've got some stuff I got to drop by your place when I go for tomatoes, so I'll probably see you tomorrow or next day.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. And getting back into the Second Amendment here, I'm going to read it one more time for those who didn't catch it earlier. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What Senator Dianne Feinstein is doing is infringing on us. She is infringing. She is violating the Constitution. And you know what, people? There's got to come a time. If you want to have one world order and you want to become truly communistic, which is what China wants, China loves what Dianne Feinstein is doing. Communist China agrees with Dianne Feinstein to disarm the people. And that's what this goal is. They're playing, you know, they can go and say, well, we're backing off on some now. We're going to take a little now. We're going to take a little now. That's what they're going to keep doing. And that's what this is all about. And but we cannot allow this to happen. We have got to stop letting them destroy the Constitution. And I tell you, I don't know what that's going to take. If I really, as Charlie was talking about, with getting people to do the lawsuits, if we could get enough Americans to actually take action and do something, we have a chance. But don't if Americans are going to sit out there waiting for somebody else to protect their rights, it's not going to happen. But I'm telling you, this letter from Joshua, it's absolutely excellent, and it is so true. And I can't stress enough that this part where he says, I am not your subject. These elected public servants think that they own us. They treat us like they're peasants. I am not your subject. I am the man who keeps you free. Dianne Feinstein, do you not get that? You wrap yourself around guns, the people walking around you, protecting you, and you own your own guns, but you think you're going to deny the rest of us. You are not the elitist. As a public servant, you are a citizen, not God. You are not entitled to trash our rights while you continue to protect your own, and you keep taking the money from the people to do it. It's just so despicable, and we need everybody out there to get on the phone. Go call obviously your senators and your House representatives off the top, but don't stop there. You got to call every single one of them you can. Excuse me. Call these people who are supposed to be the leaders of the House and the leaders of the Senate and all this other stuff. Blast them. Blast them every which way. Whether that and with me, I've been calling and faxing and emailing. I have not done much in snail mail to these offices, but I have done the other stuff. And I think I've called or contacted about 8 senators up to this point. And calling some of the other groups and sending the emails out and posting stuff out there on various blogs. But the thing is, we really have got to gut, and I did also contact some representatives. We've got to go after this. We're tired of this crap that they're pulling. They are trying to destroy this country. Dianne Feinstein is a traitor. Her actions are treasonous, and she's a traitor. She won't secure the border there in California or in the southern, any of the borders, and she comes from California. She won't secure the borders and stop the invasion of illegals coming in, and the illegals and terrorists and druggies and everything else, drug dealers. She won't do anything to stop that. That's what she's supposed to do. But she wants to disarm us so that those coming over the border can shoot us and destroy us. And we're defenseless. She's a traitor. And anybody that supports this kind of crap is a traitor. And that includes John McCain. John McCain may have been a POW, but I don't care. If he refuses to honor this Constitution, He trashes it like he has been doing in the past. He's a traitor. Let there be no doubt, that's what it is. And, you know, I mean, 2013, this could be the last year for this country. And people act like, you know, that's going to the extreme, whatever. I'm being realistic. You have, again, these people trying to take away our guns. They've already trashed, the Patriot Act has trashed our rights, the Fourth Amendment rights there. And DAA, the rights to go and arrest Americans without cause and detain them indefinitely. This isn't America. This is not the United States of America as founded. And it is not the United States of America with this Constitution. And it's all because we the people have let the Dianne Feinsteins out there take over and be queen, king and queen, the King George syndrome, and we're the peasants. And if you think you're a peasant, if you like communism, go to China. I think they'll take you. We'll give you a one-way ticket. Hey, I'd be more than happy to raise money for anybody who believes in communism, any American citizen who believes in communism and wants to move. We'll help you. If you want to go to Mexico, go down there. You think Mexico's so wonderful, go down there. If you think we're supposed to be supporting them. And the other, this thing about the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. They don't have our consent. How much does this government do today in this at every level? Here we're talking a lot about the federal stuff because of the amendment, Second Amendment, but at every level. How many times do they have the consent of the people? Not, and forget the elections, because the elections weren't the consent of the people. The elections were rigged. Rigged by the political parties and by whatever else power is going on, and we can really thank the Supreme Court for a lot of that. If we ever needed anything to go out there and have an amendment about, it's to change what that Supreme Court is doing. They don't seem to know the Constitution either. Because they keep taking away our rights just as well. And we have people on the Supreme Court who don't even believe in the Constitution. You should never have a judge on the Supreme Court who doesn't believe in the Constitution, and you should never have a judge sit on the Supreme Court for life. Once they're appointed, they're there for so many years, and that's it, period. And have it be a revolving calendar. Each position has so many years, and then whoever's in office is in office, and they switch it. It should not be the way it is now. These people who are on there indefinitely, they definitely should not be elected. There's people who thought the Supreme Court should be elected. I don't believe in that because then you just have another level of corrupt elections. So I don't believe that. I believe they should be appointed and go through a process, but they should not be there for life. They should be there for like a period of 4 to 6 years, and that's it. It is that simple. Hey, I'm going to remind people what U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein and all of those in public office, the U.S. Senate oath of office, is. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of my office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. That's the oath that Dianne Feinstein took, and all the others. Defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, guess what, Dianne Feinstein? You're the enemy domestic. You're the domestic enemy. You're the one who is trashing the Constitution. Who is going to defend the Constitution against or from you? Do you not understand that? If you don't believe in the Constitution, then you shouldn't be in office. you're going to refuse, and these people should be put in jail. And you think about all those who violate the Constitution, who have taken a sworn oath to uphold it, which includes the president. They should not be in public office. Think about everybody in Washington, D.C. alone, and then go down to your state levels. Because the state level, they're supposed to uphold the Constitution, both the federal and state, and they don't do that either. How many people would be left in office today if we forced them, if we were to remove everybody who violated the Constitution, state and federal? How many people would be in office today? There's not many. Absolutely not many. But we got to do something. We cannot let the status quo keep going. We have got to get in the face of every one of these who talk about this Second Amendment. And the whole thing is so nuts. I mean, we talk about this massacre, which obviously was disastrous and terrible. But Dianne Feinstein, does she truly believe that that's going to solve the problem, or is this just her way to disarm the American people? Because she doesn't believe in a free society. She believes in communism. She believes in China. This isn't going to solve it. You know, I frequently say about drinking the Kool-Aid, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Well, look at the massacre of Jonestown. And guess what? There were no bullets. It was all Kool-Aid, cyanide. So the people who are crazy, who are going to kill people, are going to do it with or without the guns. It's by having the gun you protect yourself. And there was a case today, and I only heard a clip of it. I only heard it one time. Hope to hear a little bit more about it tonight. And if you've heard of it and you want to share it, please call in. The a lady in her home, somebody was breaking in. Someone had entered her home illegally to rob it. She got her gun, which I was told, I heard reported was a 38, put five bullets in this guy, excuse me, five or six bullets in this guy, and he was still able to walk out and get in his car and drive away. She hit him five times. These are the same people who want to say you're only allowed to have a gun that holds so many bullets. The question came up, well, obviously here, you know, five or six shots, the guy still was still walking and still driving, got in the car and drove off. But then what would have happened if there had been two individuals who came in at the same time? So to go and say to limit, you know, the purpose of a gun is not to go deer hunting. That's one of the side benefits of it, but it's not the intent of owning a gun. The right to bear arms is not to go duck hunting, deer hunting, elk hunting, whatever. That is not the purpose. And when someone's robbing your house, you can't say, well, I can only shoot five times, six times, you know, and then I run out and then they can kill me after that. No. That is not it. And that's what these people, the anti-Americans like Dianne Feinstein, this is what they go after. And it's not just Dianne Feinstein. And I stress that point. I'm saying her because she's the one who's putting forth the bill. But you got to go after, I mean, Bill Nelson here in Florida. I'm sure he's supporting what she's doing. He's a Democrat, and he's going to support her because she's a Democrat. It doesn't matter what it says. They're not going to, how many times we know they don't read the bill. Marco Rubio, I'm guessing he's going to support this just because he's a rhino, but I don't know that yet. I haven't heard that. How many of these people are going to support this kind of nonsense? And we've already been hearing that President Obama is pushing for to even go further. Remember, the whole intent is to disarm the American people, to totally, totally trash the Second Amendment, and to not allow us to defend ourselves against the military state, the martial law that Obama wants to put in, because he wants to be King Obama. He literally wants to be King Obama, and this is one step of it. He's doing what he can to twist and manipulate our military against us, which, thank God, we have people like Joshua Boston out there who are military who will not cave in to this corrupt government. But we need a lot more. We need Americans to stand up for it. The National Rifle Association is going to be key to this, key to the battle of it. But before I forget, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, that there is going to be, let's see if I can find it here, there's going to be a gun appreciation day. Find the information on it again here. Here we go. Have you heard there will be a gun appreciation day? This is coming up on January 19th. They have strategically planned it for the 19th to, one, give a little bit of time to get the notice out there, let people know about it, and also to make it 2 days before President Barack Obama is officially inaugurated for the second time, his second term. So please make a note, January 19th, the pro-Second Amendment initiative will take place 2 days before the inauguration date for President Barack Obama. It's similar to the thing with the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, Hobby Lobby Appreciation Day. They're wanting people to go to the gun stores, go buy guns, buy ammunition, and everything to let people know that we are going to support our rights, our gun rights. And some of the other information, two recent initiatives launched at the Right of Center Advocates. Those behind the firearms effort are urging supporters to head to gun stores, shows, and ranges to open their wallets in support of gun rights. The event is essential to protect against what is perceived as too much government intervention in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. And there is some kind of a press release out there someplace on it. The coalition urges supporters to line up around the block in a joint effort to rail against planned federal restrictions on guns. Organizers expect to reach more than 50 million Americans in the next 2 weeks on the internet via mailings and through television and radio appearances. This is really important. January 19th. We have got to, let's see, what day does that actually fall on? That's on a Saturday, January 19th, Saturday. Make sure you go to a gun store, wherever it may be. Stand in line, get the message out there, Gun Appreciation Day. I'm definitely going to go to a gun store or something. I may do some kind of a sign waving as well, whatever, because we cannot let this government, this tyrannical government, take over. They've already taken over too much. We have to push them back. We can do it peacefully if we all come together. If we all come together as Americans. Remember the meaning of being an American. Stop all this dual allegiance, all this divisiveness, dividing us up into various factions. Americans. This is a call to all Americans who believe in the Constitution and believe in a free society. If you happen to be an American who does not believe in this and you believe in communism, China is right out there. I'd be willing to bet China would let you go there. Or go down to Mexico. Take your pick. You have other options if you don't believe in freedom. Don't try to destroy this country, the liberty, what we have left in this country. And we want Americans to come together to restore the liberty. I have not heard much about what Ron Paul is going to be doing, but he's definitely going to be still out there. He is going to be promoting liberty. He's going to be promoting what the Constitution is. And that's what every American needs to do. It is really just that simple. The other thing, and going back to, since we've got just a little bit of time here, checking a couple of things here. Go into, once again, the American Creed, remembering what it means to be an American. First off, being American means you came from someplace else. If you're a Native American, you are an Indian who was here way before the Europeans. You are the true native of America. Anybody else, you came here after the fact. And you are an American because you came or your family came from someplace else. That's what being an American means. So all this crap with Mexican-American, Latino-American, Hispanic-American, German-American, Russian-American, Canadian-American, all this other crap means you don't believe in America. Be an American and nothing else, or you're not an American. You cannot have a divided allegiance. Theodore Roosevelt. Some of my favorite words. People have to understand, united we stand, divided we fall. And the political parties and the news media and the progressives who do not believe in the United States of America are doing everything they can to divide us. By dividing us, they destroy us. That's the fact. Okay, President Theodore Roosevelt. Every immigrant who comes here should be required within 5 years to learn English or to leave the country, he said in a statement to Kansas City Star in 1918. English should be the only language taught or used in the public schools. Now, I'm sure there's just people out there, oh, my God, the nerve of her to say something like that. Oh, you know, how anti-whatever it is. Do you not understand you must have a common language to be united? By not having a common language, we are not united. And the fact is, English is the most global language there is. And this country was founded in English. Not in Russian, not in German, not in French. I remember years ago, Canadians were wanting us to speak French, and we said, no, get lost. But now, Americans are all supposed to learn Spanish. No. The Hispanic community can learn English if they want to be Americans. If you don't want to be an American, go home. Go back where you came from. I don't care where it is. And that's true of any, not just Spanish. If you want to speak German, good luck. If you just speak it all at home, you want to. But if you think all the restaurants should all change everything and all the street signs and the voting ballots, no. One united language. One language unites us as a nation, a united people. One nation under God. Do you get that part? These people who insist on trying to be bilingual or forcing a bilingual. No, that does not make us a united people. One language. And then we have no 50-50 allegiance in this country. Either a man is an American and nothing else, or he is not an American at all. You cannot have a dual allegiance. So Marco Rubio, if you are a Latino, then fine. Go back to South America or Cuba or wherever. If you are an American, then be an American. To be a Latino American means you're not an American at all. Your loyalty is to the Latinos, not to the Americans. You prove that every day. And it was only because of stupid Republicans and Fox News helping them that you got elected. I didn't vote for you. And I won't vote for you for anything else, and I definitely won't vote for you for the president. You are a rhino, liberal, progressive rhino who does not have an allegiance to this country. You are against Arizona, and while you were the Speaker of the House in Florida, you rejected, you blocked 11 different bills that would have done something to control illegal immigration in Florida. You're not an American. You're a Latino who hates Americans. We don't need you. Then the other part on Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt. Excuse me. Hold on 1 second there. Excuse me again. In the first place, we should insist that the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us. He shall be treated on an exact equity with everyone else. For it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the man's becoming an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he's an American but something else isn't an American at all, Rubio. You know, well, Rubio wasn't part of the thing. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. And this excludes the red flag, which symbolizes all wars against liberty and civilization, just as much as it excludes any flag of a nation to which we are hostile. We have room for but one language here, that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is loyalty to the American people. Hear that, American people. And this was Theodore Roosevelt's letter, and a letter to the American Defense Society in 1919. That's what it's about, people. That is what it's about. Be an American. United Americans, we will stand. A divided America, we will fall. And for those of you who hate America, like Dianne Feinstein apparently does, those who don't believe in the Constitution, who don't believe in being a united people, one nation under God, who don't believe in God we trust, if there's more of you than there are Americans who truly believe in this country, then the country will fall. And we probably already have fallen. I say it time and time again, I think we've already fallen, we just don't know it. I keep hoping that we're going to be able to really restore the Constitution and restore this country. Because the Constitution's been trashed in so many ways, it's despicable. It's outrageous. The other thing that I frequently share, and I'll share again tonight because this is all talking about our responsibilities as Americans to protect our rights. And we have to protect our rights against this craziness about the gun control. The American's Creed by William Tyler Page. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. A democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. A perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and defend it against all enemies. That's what the American Creed is. See, it says American's Creed. There is no Latino American's Creed. There is no German American Creed. There is no Russian American Creed. It's the American's Creed. We must be Americans as one people, as a united people. And if you let the political parties and those in public office, which is all part of the same thing, divide us, you will destroy this country. Hold on one second. So you have to make up your mind, what kind of American are you? Are you a true American who is going to defend the Constitution, stand up for your rights, or are you not an American at all because you're a Latino American, because you're a German American, or because you're an Italian American, because you're a Portuguese American? Are you an American and nothing else, or are you something else? We need Americans to come together as one people. It's really that simple. And if we don't do it, we fall. We absolutely fall. And we, going back to the declaration here, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government. What we need to do now is to alter the current and get it back to the original. We restore the Constitution. I don't think we need to institute a new government. We need to restore our government because it has been taken over. We have been invaded by a lot of liberal, progressive, one-world order people who do not believe in private property. And you got to understand, these people who are doing this, the same ones who want to take our guns away from us, who promote Agenda 21 sustainable development, do not believe the land, private property, as in a home, land, should be individually owned. You as the individual do not have the right to own personal private property. That's what this liberal, progressive, one-world order is all about. And while I have not heard Dianne Feinstein speak about Agenda 21 or sustainable development specifically, I'll go out on a limb there and say this is what she promotes. How much do you want to bet she believes in one world order, one world government? She's trying to destroy this country. Taking away the arms of the people is a big piece of it. Leaving us defenseless. Creating a sheeple, peasant, serf environment. That we the people work for this government, not them working for us. It's totally anti-American. Totally. And we cannot let it go on. We cannot let it go on. So, that whenever any forms of government become destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish and to institute a new government. We need to have personally, my dream would be to have this massive march on Washington, D.C., while they're all there, and remove them from office. So you know you're going home. You've been replaced. We need someone to replace those spots, but no, you're not going to be allowed to stay here. You're evil. You're corrupt. You're destroying this country. You are treasonous. You are traitors. You are destroying this country. And all you got to do is go look at what these people are saying and doing. What Charlie talked about earlier, going over, putting garbage in this tax deal, the fiscal cliff deal, as they keep referring to it, which actually was Taxpayer Act something of 2012. That is corrupt. That is illegal. It's bribery. It's everything un-American and anti-American as it gets. And that's what has become of Washington, D.C. Washington would be so disappointed, and I'm sure he's rolling in his graves, if he saw what has become of the federal government, the two U.S. Houses of Congress, and that White House. But he did warn us. He warned us that individuals will try to usurp the power, the will of the people, to the will of a power, to the party, the will of the people, to the will of a party, and that unprincipled men will usurp the power from the people to take over the reins of government. This is what has happened. This is exactly where we're at, people. If you care about this country, there are several things you have got to do, and one is to be an American. Pledge allegiance to America. Take the American's creed. Say it. Say it daily. Say it a couple times a week. Whatever it is. Honor that American's creed. Be an American. We don't care where you came from. As long as you're here legally. Come here legally. Become an American. It's a great thing. That's what we like. The rule of law. We must demand the rule of law. We don't have it today. As Charlie talked about. Can you imagine a federal judge saying we don't have standing in the federal budget where each of us individually owes over $51,000? How do we not have standing when I as an individual owe $51,000 to $52,000 of the federal debt? I do have standing. This judge just didn't want to be bothered. Rejected the Constitution. Didn't believe in it. This is what has become of this government. And we the people have let it happen. So again, as an American, you must be an American and nothing but an American. We must be united as Americans. You must take the time to study the Constitution. Understand what the Second Amendment's about. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with duck hunting. The states are supposed to have their own militias to protect them against an out-of-control federal government. That's what we're supposed to do. The states are individual sovereign states within a republic. States have rights. But the collusion of government, the private sector, and the federal government and the states is bringing our country down to its knees. The Federal Reserve. It's a private entity controlling the economy, selling us out to central banks around the world, creating the central bank for one world government. It's terrible. This is destroying freedom. And for you people who have children, you're destroying any hope that they will have a free society if you don't do something. So again, we must come together as Americans, as a united people, one nation under God as we were founded. And we must be willing to defend our rights. We've got to understand the Constitution. We've got to confront these people in public office. And, you know, I said I was talking about a march on D.C. Maybe it needs to be a march on the local offices. To someday, whatever that magic day will be for us to do this, to go and bombard their offices. The only bad part is the cowards of public office, and I know this to be all too true here in Central Florida, they will run and hide. They won't show up at their offices, at whatever office. Talk about saving money. That's another thing. The U.S. senators and U.S. House representatives, they do not need 8 or 10 offices. You know, they have their D.C. office, and they should have 1, maybe 2 state offices, but not even. I mean, they should have 1 central office to their district, and then they have town hall meetings where they need. They refuse to have town hall meetings because they don't want to talk to people. They don't represent the people. They represent the special interest. We the people have been converted to a bunch of peasants. As Joshua was saying, only reminding the senator that he's not a peasant. And we all must do that. We as Americans must come together and do this. If we do not take back this government, we will be one world order, and we will be answering to the United Nations. You must understand that. Agenda 21 is not just a book being put out by Glenn Beck. You can go out there and look. Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. Go to the United Nations website. Read it all there. And then, of course, do your other research to understand they do not believe of the individual rights. They do not believe in owning your own private home. They do not believe you can own a car. They do not believe you can have an air conditioning in your home. These are all not sustainable. They want to control the people, convert the people to the masses. And the only one that is going to have any kind of military power based on Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, go read it for yourself, it will be the United Nations. The United Nations will be the central world government, and it will have the military power, and it will decide who lives and breathes. It will decide on how it wants to conduct peace around the world. The United States will not exist. And these things that are happening, such as the destruction of our Second Amendment rights, like this, is all part of this plan. All part of it. It's total treasonous actions for what these people are doing. And are we the people going to sit by and let them do it? I'm doing what I can to fight it. I am not going to. I believe in the live free or die routine. I will not cave in. And, I mean, Joshua's letter here is so true. I agree with it so much. And that's exactly where I believe I am. I support what Joshua says here. And this, and I have taken his letter and faxed it to many senators and representatives. And I will continue to fax it and send it to many representatives and senators. Now go ahead and read it one more time before we wrap up here tonight. You, ma'am, have overstepped the line. Joshua Boston's letter to Senator Dianne Feinstein. Senator Dianne Feinstein, I will not register my weapons should this bill be passed, as I do not believe it is the government's right to know what I own, nor do I think it's prudent to tell you what I own so that it may be taken from me by a group of people who enjoy armed protection, yet decry me having the same crime. Here, they want to do it for themselves, but the rest of us would be criminals. You, ma'am, have overstepped a line that is not your domain. I am a Marine Corps veteran of 8 years, and I have and I will not have some woman who proclaims the evil of an inanimate object, yet carries one, tells me I may not have one. The nerve of you, Dianne Feinstein, to tell me I can't have a gun while you're sitting there carrying your own. It's outrageous, hypocritical. You're evil. I am not your subject. I am the man who keeps you free. I am not your servant. I am the person you serve. I am not your peasant. I am the flesh and blood of America. These people in public office don't get it. They think we're their subjects. They think we're their peasants. That's what they think. I am the man who fought for my country. I am the man who learned I am an American. You will not tell me what I must register. You will not tell me that I must register my semi-automatic AR-15 because of the actions of some evil man. We are not all to be condemned for the actions of a few. We are not to lose our rights for the actions of a few. I will not be disarmed to suit the fear that has been established by the media and your misinformation campaign against the American public. We the people deserve better than you. Respectfully submitted, Joshua Boston, Corporal, United States Marine Corps, 2004 to 2012. These people think that, you know, it goes back, and I believe it was Ben Franklin who said it, if you give up your liberties for security, you will have neither. Giving up our liberties and our rights based on the protected by the Second Amendment will not make us more secure. It will make us less secure. It will make us a bunch of peasants. It will make us the servants, the subjects of this government. We're so close to being there now. And we have got to stand up and reject this crap. We cannot allow this to go on. We simply cannot allow it. We must be Americans. We must be united Americans. We must reject the destruction of the Second Amendment. We must restore the Constitution. It's that simple. We must do this. And I'm going to wrap it up there tonight. I'll wrap it up. I will read the Second Amendment one more time, just for those who didn't catch it that other time, and then we'll wrap it up for tonight. And keep in mind, Thursday we're going to be talking transportation. I'll be sending out some information on it, which is also another part of Agenda 21, One World Order, selling off our infrastructure to the foreign entities. The United States, Constitution of the United States of America, Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. the rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's not a lot of leeway to misread what that says. It has nothing to do with duck hunting. A well-regulated militia is not duck hunting. Necessary to the security of a free state. It openly says we must be able to defend ourselves. That is why we have the right to bear arms and it shall not be infringed. What part of this do they not understand? What part of this do any Americans who try to take away our rights, what part of this do they not understand? It's our rights. And then we think about what a militia really is. A militia is part of a military action. A militia is a military group. It's a military there to protect us. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Please call up Senator Dianne Feinstein and read that to her. Read the Second Amendment and the oath of office to her office. They don't seem to know what it is. And then you must do it to every one of your elected public servants, and then to the various House leaders, the Senate leaders, everybody out there. Post it out there everywhere. Say you are in support of Joshua Boston's letter, that you agree. We the people will not be denied our rights. The American people will not comply. We, the American people, will not comply with the laws that violate our Constitution. You won't. And in case you want to see, depending on how, if you're listening via the internet, you can see out there on the show page, I have the letter. I have the letter from Joshua Boston out there, copied it out there, and so you're more than welcome to read it. If you're listening on the phone and you want to see the actual letter, you can go to the web page and show page and do it. Or you can obviously look at it on a variety of places that throughout the internet. It's out there. It's gone viral. It's the truth. Americans will not comply with the laws that violate the Constitution. We have to be much more forceful on doing this across the board, not only on the gun issue, but on other issues. We have got to put an end to this, the destruction and raping of the people's rights and destroying this country. It's up to us. It is completely up to us. Do not expect any of those in public office today to solve the problem. You have a bunch of corrupt, again, there's no Americans in Washington, D.C., and I'll say, okay, I'll back it off, maybe 5%. Take the 5% that are not Republicans or Democrats or whatever the party out there who are truly Americans. There's very few Americans in public office today. They're mostly Republicans and Democrats. They don't care about the people. They care about being reelected. They will sell your vote to whoever will give them the most money. That's why we're in the fiscal crisis we're in. And they'll take away your gun rights to protect their own interest because they want to keep their power. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the Constitution. Try to get McConnell or Boehner, any of these people, to openly say they believe in this Constitution when they violate it so grossly. And we really do have to start taking these people to court. We need a lot of people to take them to court. And reciting the Constitution and being as extremely detailed as you can as to how they have violated it. Be prepared for a judicial system that's broke too. But you know what? If enough people do it, something will happen. If enough people come together, critical mass is only 3-5% of the people. You have a massive amount of people who will do nothing, who just aren't going to do anything. They don't know who the president is. They don't know who's their elected senator or senators or representatives, whatever. They don't know what's going on. They do as they're told. They're the sheeple, if you will, who just aren't going, don't know what's going on. It only takes critical mass of 3 to 5% of the people, and that's all it took to get the revolution going. And once the revolution started, the others came who believed in it but weren't willing to take the stand, do the lead, were not willing to go on the front line and be the one to promote the cause of liberty. However, once it was there, they signed on. And that's where we're at today. There's going to be some type of a revolution. Don't ask me what kind, but there will. We have to do something to restore our rights. We have to do something to shut down the crazy, crazy, treasonous people like Dianne Feinstein who don't believe in the Constitution. We cannot let them keep doing this. And we cannot depend on anyone in public office. The American people must do it. It was the American people on the revolution. It's going to be the American people again for the second revolution. That's all there is to it. Jefferson said you have to have a revolution every generation to keep government under control. We have a government that is so out of control that it doesn't reflect anything of what it's supposed to be. It doesn't respect our rights. It doesn't protect our interests. And it robs us blind every day. Disgusting. Anyway, on that note, please tune in Thursday to the transportation show. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on with transportation. And we'll follow up on whatever's happening with the Second Amendment, the guns, whatever the subject may be, whatever you want to talk about. But we're going to focus on the transportation issue. And please get involved. Please be an American. United Americans, we will stand. A divided America, we will fall. And just that last thought for the day that Charlie liked, and I think most people do, Jesus saves, Obama spends. Jesus saves, Obama spends. So reflective and so telling of the day. That's where we're at. On that note, thank you for tuning in, and may God bless the USA. Thank you. Good night.